Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Michigan State Tailgate Edition. Bob and I hit the studio earlier because right now, as you're listening to this, if it's Saturday morning, we are waist deep in a big O tailgate, South Lot. We got the big Jumbotron right there at the end of the stadium. We're looking at the backside of it, and it's a great day to be a Spartan fan, even though we're struggling a little bit, but we're here.
That's right. And welcome back to the show. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, check out our website. You can ask questions, leave comments. We're getting more and more people asking questions and leaving comments, especially after the Ted Nugent interview. it's a great resource for you. It's 6 years of history, and it's a blog. And there's a search bar in the top right. You can find any recipe we've talked about. And you can also follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. And I am on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. So don't forget to do that. And we want to give a big shout out to our affiliate stations, WPS 98.5 and The Twister up north. UPS 98.5. Is just a powerhouse 100,000-watt stick in the north, and you get the Grilling Guys all over northern Michigan as a result of that fantastic station. And we get so many Facebook followers and questions and fans from that station. I can't even begin to thank them enough. But, Jop, I think we've got to get with those folks and start planning Tip-Up Town so we can go back up there.
We got to get up
do
there.
Do Tip-Up Town next year.
If you're listening, Call Chires and tell them you got to have the Grilling Guys back. No, I'm not having you do our dirty work. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We really enjoy that tip-up event. It's an opportunity for us to get up and rub elbows and do a little cooking with our friends
so
in the
fun.
North.
I mean, Houghton Lake is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful place. And snow's coming at us. Coming at us real quick. This morning it was nice and cool, and the leaves are blowing everywhere. And, man, I can just feel that fall rut coming on, and I'm all excited to
get into
some whitetail.
You know, he's going to go earlier in the show, he said he's going to wear a deer costume down for Halloween in New Orleans. I mean, he's in full
I'll be on Bourbon Street as a 12-point buck.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you. All I want is a picture. I don't want to be there.
It's that guy that just got shot.
So we're wrapping up this tailgate plan that we put together, and we said, you know what, the game got moved to noon. We got to put a breakfast component in it. Like every Grilling Guy, it's like Bloody Mary bar. Let's do this. So I barbecue Bob. I went on a journey,
and we are not providing the vodka. No, Wells Fargo is.
That's right. I went on a journey, and we're bringing everything but the booze. We're not allowed to do that, and we're not licensed properly, so we don't. But I spent almost $300 on stuff for a Bloody Mary bar. I'm so psyched about this thing. And in addition to, I went with a Zing Zang, and I got 8 half gallons, so we got 4 gallons of Zing Zang. But I got pearl onions, and I've got asparagus. I got beans, the bacon sticks we talked about.
What do you have, the pickled beans?
Yeah, I got pickled beans and pickled asparagus in there. I've got the pepperoncini peppers. I've got anything that would look like it would be pickled and be good inside of a Bloody Mary. I did it. I got skewers. I got short skewers. I got long skewers. Some people like to make the spectacle of it. Oh, I got 5 pounds of shrimp cocktails that aren't going to be served with cocktail sauce, but are going to be garnishes for our Bloody Marys.
How about marinated mushrooms?
Got them. Yep.
All right.
Got them.
I think
you think about it.
That's going to be a good looking bloody right there.
Oh, yeah.
You won't even need all the rest of this food. If you get a couple of bloodies, you're going to have your vegetarians all covered.
4 kinds of cheeses that I'm going to cube up and put in there. I went over to Sobeys and got some meat sticks. So I'm going to cut up little pieces of meat sticks and put those in there. It's going to be a
I
meal
hope
in a glass.
You got some big, you're going to need a bucket to fit
those. I got 24 ounce solo cups that are square so they'll sit better, and they got corners so you can stuff the skiers
are. Something else smart that I think you did was you instructed Wells Fargo to get a case of Fen Valley's sparkling wine so we can make mimosas.
That's right, because the ladies are enjoy the mimosas as well as they do the Bloody Marys, but it's just another offering, and it's pretty easy to do.
Here we're bringing all our sponsors to the tailgate.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yep.
Little Old World Olive. What? Gosh, we got Sobey.
We got Sobey. Yeah,
and I'll pack my 40, so we can have Alan Bob's represented.
And I would be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet we'll slide over to Siciliano's and maybe get an adult beverage for you and I to have in the back as the day progresses.
You know that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but anyway. So Bloody Mary Bar, really looking forward to it. I've got all the seasonings and the spices and the salts for the rim and all that stuff. Just going to be a great time. I can't wait to unveil that thing.
Okay, now I'm going to go with something that I think is going to get Jop overstimulated because it's got tofu.
Oh, thank you.
There's an old joke when Jop's one of his first appearances on the show. He came up with this great recipe for tofu, and me and the other host at the time, which was Michael Gray back at the old station, we absolutely fell apart laughing when he brought up tofu. And the poor guy, I think for a year or two, had tofu thrown at him every time he showed up.
It freaking won't go away is what it is. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So anyway, a couple years ago, we were at Fen Valley, and these people from India were grilling next to us, and they actually brought over some tofu that they had with this great curry or some seasoning on it. And reluctantly, I tried some, and honestly, it was really good. So there are obviously ways you can do tofu. So we've explored a little bit, and we found a great way to use tofu. And it's basically you're going to cut it into slabs that are about a quarter inch thick, and then you're going to cut like pizza-shaped wedges out of it. And it's real easy to do. You just cut it diagonally once you get your quarter inch slabs cut. And you make these pizza slices, and then you're going to, with Asiago cheese, some parsley, walnuts, sage, grapeseed oil, kosher salt, black pepper. You're gonna create a topping for those that's going to be fantastic. But you're going to brush some EVO on these tofu slices, and you're going to grill them. And you're going to get some nice grill marks on them.
Okay. I was going to ask you, do I put them right on the grates?
Yeah.
Well, are they stiff enough that they won't fall through?
Yeah, and as soon as you put the EVO on them and set them down, they're going to cauterize a little bit, and it'll toughen up. It'll get a skin. It'll be just like a pizza crust, but it's tofu.
Only worse.
No, honestly, I think you're going to really like this, and you're going to find out this morning.
Yeah, okay. The proof is in the palate on that one.
Well,
dude.
And then you put some Asiago cheese on them. After you've flipped them once, you've got a hot side up. You put the Asiago cheese on them while the bottom grills. You melt that Asiago, and then you lay out this this pesto, and you put the pesto on them. And haven't you ever had a pesto pizza? It's going to be just like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
except
just
the
like
pesto
that.
Pizza has a dough crust, not a tofu crust.
You just wait. You're going to eat your words.
No,
Mr. Tofu, you're going to be a believer. This all was your idea now. Don't shoot me.
No, I had nothing to do with this. And let me tell you what I'm eating. Beef tenderloin off of the Tech Grill Bob will cook to medium rare.
That's just fine, but I'm going to tell you that those
chicken
beautiful
wings
ladies,
off my smoker.
Those beautiful ladies that come every year and want all vegetarian stuff are going to be eating out of my hand, and you're going to be so jealous.
No, I'm going to watch.
You're
going to
be so jealous. You're going to go, yeah, well, I'm the original tofu guy.
While I grill lamb chops that have been marinated in olive oil and garlic and oregano for 2 days, again, another prep item. All we're going to do is put them on the grill for about 3 minutes. I'm also going to have some beef sliders. Love sliders at tailgates because they're just itty little bitty two-biters.
We've got some great buns being made at the Schnitz Deli.
Yeah,
they're going to be beautiful. We're going to talk about sliders in just a minute, but that's another game all on its own that some people just don't understand. And we've beat it to death probably, but I don't know that you can ever get everyone perfected in something, but sliders is we're on a mission for that.
Well, and you're never gonna come to a Grilling Guys tailgate without wings on the smoker either, and we'll have 3 or 4 flavors of those. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's tailgate weekend. Barbecue Bob and I are down in East Lansing, South Lot. Stop by, see the smoke. You might see our tent through the smoke. And if you're one of the seagulls that can't get in the lot, we'll throw a bone over the fence for you. But we appreciate you stick with us. We're going to be right back with another little tidbit.